shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill.
And that's what it's all about from now on for the rest of the show. It's about something called the fireball. And if you don't know what the fireball is, you're about to hear all about it from two of our co-chairs. I've got Johnny Chase joining me, and I've got Brooke Lee. And they have been helping put together what's going to be the hottest, hot, you know, hottest event, big fireball event in Providence, happening on September 3rd, and it is to benefit Waterfire Providence, but it's also to kick off a building campaign. So, ladies, welcome into the studio. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Well, thank you for coming. I mean, I know that your time is limited because you've been working so hard with a committee of like 100 different people and designs and everything else like that.
Cast of thousands, absolutely.
It's a huge committee. I mean, it's. I think it's a sort of the A-team committee of Rhode Island. We've got the best and the brightest and the most committed. It's a great group.
It's going to be the place to be, right,
Jenny? I think so, absolutely. September 3rd, Thursday night, a huge host of folks and great characters and a really excellent vibe. I think the whole thing's going to be great.
Well, yeah, and I know it's happening in our new building, or the building that Waterfire has just acquired. And have you both seen it, Johnny and Brooke? You must.
Yes, we have.
It's
extraordinary.
So it's kind of like a big blank canvas, don't you think?
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's a rough space, but there's so much potential. It's just fantastic. It's at Valley Street, so you're new to the neighborhood and going to have a big influence, I think.
Yeah, so September 3rd, as Johnny was just saying, 5:30. There's different levels of tickets, and there's a lot of kind of like fun behind-the-scenes excitement that's going to go on. But the ticket levels, Johnny, why don't you tell us about those?
Excellent. Well, they're individual sponsors. Of course, we'll take large sponsors. We'll take individual sponsors at $1,000, but you can buy two tickets, VIP tickets, $250 each. Patron tickets are $150, and then we have this new thing that we're starting, which is called the Night Owl tickets. And this is really Waterfire's attempt to try to really bring sort of a more youthful group to come in and understand what Waterfire is all about and also support the cause and make it affordable.
Yeah, and I think a great party. I know there's going to be a DJ spinning at that time. But to go back a little bit, when we walk into this building, as I said, it's a blank slate. Now, if you don't know, Brooke, could you explain to everybody who your husband is and what he's been doing with our fearless leader, Barnaby Evans?
My husband is Eugene Lee of Trinity and other fame and Broadway and television. He and I have lived in Rhode Island for 48 years, and we really consider Rhode Island our home. We're thrilled to participate in this Waterfire event, and I think we don't want to ever take Waterfire for granted. You know, it's become part of our culture. It's a signature event for the community, and we were so happy to jump in and help out when we were asked. So Eugene and Barnaby have been collaborating.
Now that's
working,
a pair, right?
Working, right, exactly. You're not kidding. So they've got this, as you said, this great raw space, and mm-hmm. they've taken the water and the fire elements, and it's going to be a really exciting combination. I think it's visually, and it's just going to be extraordinary. I think it will be something to see, and people will really enjoy it. It'll be something to remember.
I think people are going to walk in and just kind of be a little bit surprised.
The wow factor will definitely be there.
It's actually perfect that the space has not been renovated. To come into it raw, to come into it now when this sort of got that sort of the patina of what it used to be and how it's then going to evolve into whatever the next thing is. And then it does give them both a blank canvas. They can both kind of take their artistic creativity and splash paint everywhere and make fire and make it happen and give it that energy, because they don't have to worry about a brand new flooring or a brand new ceiling. It's all, you know, so it's going to have a really great, I think, a great energy for everybody.
Yeah, exactly. And I know that there's going to be some music in the beginning. I've heard there's something about, again, the water, but I hear there is a real fireball that's going to
there
be.
There is going
right?
to be. I don't think we should give away all our secrets, but you're right. That's a little hint, Bronwyn. Well, very well.
You got to let people know
what they. That's right. The elements of fire and water are both going to be present.
What do they say? Curiosity killed the cat. That gets me all the time.
But we will say it's going to be a very safe environment. We're not going to have open flames. I want anyone listening not
to
be concerned.
Right.
We're paying attention to all fire marshal requirements.
The rules and regulations. Absolutely.
However, that doesn't necessarily mean that you won't be able to smell that delicious wood when you arrive, because there may be some surprises on the exterior of the building as well. So I think they thought of everything. I think it's going to be great.
And I know that the caterer is Russ Morin.
Yes. We're so lucky to have him. Yeah, can't wait.
So, and he's so creative as well. So now we've got Eugene, we've got Barnaby, we've got Johnny and Brooke and our incredible committee. And I do want to do a big shout out to Kibby Riley, one of the best, if not the best, event planners in Rhode Island, has been working diligently
Absolutely.
With everybody to put together all these different elements. But I know that Russ Morin's got a menu that just looks like it's going to beat the band, and we're doing things in boats.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, if you think about it, Water Fire is always about the senses, right? It's always about the smell of the wood and the music when you're outside and then seeing the fire. And now we're just adding food to the equation. We're adding excellent food. So there'll be that that experience as well. I think we're going to hit it on all cylinders. Yeah,
absolutely. And through Russ's connections, we've been able to include, we'll have performances from 1031's production of Living Statues.
Yes.
Several of whom appear at regular Water Fire events, but we'll have I think 9 or 10 of those folks among us at the party.
And they're amazing.
They are amazing. They're truly mesmerizing.
From their gargoyles to their, I don't know if you've seen, they've got the marble muses that hand out the fortunes.
They're incredible.
So it'll be a really kind of nice way to integrate what people see at Water Fire into the building, I think, at the end of the day.
I think so, too.
And so I want to ask, because I'll start with you, Brooke. I know you lit our fires on August 1st.
I did. I could hardly believe that I was given that opportunity. It was just amazing. It was, you get in the boat and you have a captain and the first mate, and it's really a lot like theater. It's very serious behind the scenes. Everyone has their duties. Everyone has their jobs. They were so kind to me and coached me and were so supportive. And there you are, they ask you to be serious and to not be goofy and wave to friends on shore should you see anybody. Well, really, you almost don't need to be reminded to behave yourself, because you're in line in the boats and it's dark and Barnaby's given the go-ahead, and you feel like you have a cosmic mission. I'm not kidding. You really do. You would no more wave or be goofy than you would jump in the water, mm-hmm. You just feel so full, and it's a wonderful feeling. So we pulled into the basin and we lit the torch and I got to light, I don't know, it felt like dozens, but I think it was probably 9 or 10 braziers, because I was the only lighter on our boat. Mm-hmm. It was just fantastic, the sense of all the elements, the fire and the wood and the water, and also the huge community of faces and people that are lining the banks. It really takes your breath away, and you really feel together with them. It's a true community experience. It was incredible.
The diversity is amazing, and I think
absolutely.
It speaks to Johnny's.
Eugene said Eugene was not able to join me doing that, but when I got home and we were talking about it, he said, I really haven't seen you this excited about anything in months, mm-hmm. And it was really true. I got off the water, off the boat, and I was walking on air. It was fantastic.
Johnny, it sounds like, have you ever lit?
No, I haven't done it, so I guess I'm going to try to get myself signed up.
Yeah. I think it's time.
I think it's time.
I think your number's up. You need to do it. Yeah. You'll love it.
And so to come on as a chair of this incredible event, what, Johnny, does Water Fire mean to you?
Well, I think it's become such an iconic symbol of Providence. It's, in some ways, it's really it's one of the things that brings our community together. It's fully democratic. You don't have to be a member of anything. You don't have to know how to do anything. You don't have to make a date with anyone. You don't have to turn on a TV. You don't have to spend any money. You get to get outside in the elements. You get to, you know, you get to see people that you wouldn't otherwise see. You get to feel a sense of community. And I don't know, I think it's very evocative. And I think, as Brooke said, and I think she's right, I mean, I think it's really easy for us to take it for granted. It's been around now for almost 20 years. And it's something that people say, oh, you're from Providence. Wait, isn't that where Waterfire, that water thing? And then you find yourself describing it. And so I think that... you know, I think it's become really symbolic, much greater than what I think Barnaby possibly ever imagined it could be. And
yeah, well, it grows every year, and I find the same thing. And I've been working for Waterfire for 10 years now, but it never ceases to amaze me when I'm traveling. And even we were traveling, I was with my husband, we were traveling to Italy, and we were in Rome, and it was our first night there, and I was like, I'm away from the United States, this is going to be great. I'm up on the rooftop of our hotel, and I run into two of my donors from Waterfire. I was like, no. And they're like, we were just talking to these other people about Waterfire. But it does. It spreads. And so when we do an event like the Fireball, and we have all of your backing and your help to put something like this together, I think it will help remind the community that Waterfire is not something we happen and then we disappear the next day, that we really have, we've got plans for the future, and we've got plans to do big things for the future, especially in this building. And I know we're going to talk to Peter Mello, the managing director of Waterfire, in a second. We're going to be taking a break, but I hope you ladies will stay around as well, as because we're going to talk about this. It's not only a fundraiser, but it's really going to introduce our community to our new home, and something that's permanent, that's going to be Waterfire more than just those 12 events that we think about, you know, throughout the year. And we're going to be able to bring it to people on a more consistent basis, on a different basis. And I think we'll talk about that when we get back.
It's exciting.
So you are listening to AM 790, your station for talking business, and Waterfire ignites Rhode Island. And we're talking about the Fireball, September 3rd. You got to be there. We'll be right back. And hello, 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 and welcome back. You are listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talking business. And yeah, I love that song. Brett Ferruccio, that's our producer. You're bringing it on, Brett. Thank you. As we talk about the hottest party in town, I've got Johnny Chase and I've got Brooke Lee, who are two of the event chairs for our big Fireball event happening on September 3rd. There's all different levels of tickets, and they've been talking about a little bit about what we're going to see behind the scenes and giving you some teasers, because we don't want to tell you everything because we want you to come and show up. But ladies, thank you again for being here and giving us some info on the Fireball. Anything else that we want to kind of let people know about? Like, what are you wearing, by the way?
Well, we're asking everybody to wear Barnaby Black, as we call it.
Would you like to explain what that actually means, Brooke? What is Barnaby Black exactly?
Well, those of us who know Barnaby and who participate in Waterfire, as I've been fortunate enough to do, know that you need to wear black. So that's black. Black is the new black for
as
this
in,
party.
Not as in black tie, just as
no,
in black
as in
something.
Black, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Any comfortable, celebratory, however you want to go, just make it black.
Well, just like Waterfire.
Exactly.
You know, whatever that means to
exactly.
you, whatever Barnaby Black means to you, you are welcome to come
family,
in.
Family, celebratory, the whole gamut, whatever.
The other thing, you know, we were just mentioning in the break that we wanted to make sure to mention the honorary co-chairs that have really stepped up to the plate and are supporting this cause. Rick Brady has been hugely supportive. Mayor Elorza, Vivian and Alan Hassenfeld, Kathleen and Barry Hittner, Michelle Kwan and Clay Pell, and Peggy and Henry Sharp. Yeah. They without hesitation, just stepped up and have supported us financially to really, really kick off the whole process. And that's also we could mention the 75 hosts committee, but that would obviously be too much. But really, this the community is really rallying around this event, and they see the value, and they see how important it is.
And I think it's that, and it's going to be fun.
Absolutely.
Lots and lots of fun.
We should mention also, we're not only wearing Barnaby Black, but we're going to be roasting Mr. Barnaby, and that should be pretty entertaining.
Yeah, and so everybody knows, and as Johnny said, there will be no live fire, so you don't have to worry about walking in and
right.
seeing Barnaby like kind of being roasted over
that's
a fire.
Right. That's
so
right.
We're
that's
gonna
right.
bring
not that kind
it's
of
a video
roast,
roast and I think you know, again, folks were happy to step forward and participate and thrilled to share their Barnaby stories over
after
the years.
20 years. There's got to be some great ones
there's
out there.
There's a lot of stories out there. Absolutely.
Hopefully not so all of them will be revealed.
Right.
But,
yeah. But we've called the best ones, I think. Yeah. So, and we are thrilled to have those six participants be our honorary co-chairs. We couldn't ask for a more generous community-minded group of folks to support us. So we thank them.
And we thank them, and we thank you. Again, it's just going to be a fabulous event. People can buy tickets online, and we'll give you more of that information at the end. But I want to bring Peter Mello into the conversation now. Hello, Peter.
Hello, Bronwyn.
How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Peter's our managing director at WaterFire. And, you know, as we mentioned, as we were talking in the beginning about the Fireball, this is more than just a fundraiser. We are trying to introduce people to the new phase of our life. And Peter, you've accurately named it. And could you talk a little bit about what it is and what the vision is and what we want to show people?
Yeah, well, excuse me. Johnny hit it on the head. 20 years. It's we've transformed the city over that period of time using art. Incredible. But it's the next chapter, and we're transitioning from a improvisationally led artist event into a full-blown institution that's going to last for the next 20 years plus, and that's what we're super excited about, and the building is a huge part of that. So,
well, because the building now, I think a lot of people would have read that we acquired this building, but if you know about acquiring a building that needs to be built out, it also takes a lot of investment from people in the community financially, emotionally, and spiritually, and ideas-wise, right?
Yeah, we've had so many great partners, and the list keeps growing. The fundraiser is a great way for us to, the Fireball is a great way for us to kind of introduce a lot more people to this exciting project. And some of our past partners in this include the city. We got a grant to help buy the building in the beginning. State stepped up. Mm-hmm. Last November, all the voters in Rhode Island
yeah.
November 5th voted for the Creative and Cultural Economy
yes,
Bond.
On five, right?
Yes, on five.
Yes.
And thank you very much for supporting that. Nine organizations, including us, are beneficiaries of that. So it's lots of support behind this project, and it's a super exciting project for us. It's really transformational for us, and it's going to allow us to do so many things that we haven't been able to do previously. And I think the most important thing is it's going to give us a continuous presence in the community. It's not going to just be 12 days a year or 20 days a year where we do WaterFire. You'll be able to come to a building and experience art there in a different way. It'll be a multi-use, multi-purpose art space. It'll have events and activities and performances and education programs and all kinds of fun stuff.
You've got your work cut out for you.
So do you.
Yeah, get your scissors ready, guys.
I know.
how great for WaterFire to have a bricks and mortar presence, you know, in addition to their wonderful presence on the river.
I think that's what we found, and you can tell me your experience of walking into that building and knowing again now that there's going to be a home and that there's going to be a place that's going to have all these possibilities. What did that make you feel like when you first saw the building?
Well, I can't possibly imagine how it's all going to come together, but that's what I love. I love a raw space.
Yeah.
I certainly love looking and imagining what the potential could be because it is such a big open space with those huge windows, and you know it. And I also love what this will do for the neighborhood. Yet another building that's going to be retrofitted from one use to another use. That always excites me, and I think we have a track record in Rhode Island of preserving buildings and retrofitting them from one thing to the other. And this is the perfect next phase for this building, I think.
And it's thrilling to participate in the beginning on a project like this. It really is. There's nothing but potential here.
Well, that's it, I think, and that's, again, part of this big reason for the fireball is to let everybody's imaginations kind of, you know, I want to see what people have to say about the building. I would love to hear. We always love to hear ideas about what can happen and what can be done. And again, we're kicking off, we're kicking off a very large campaign. Doing something like this takes time, it takes money, and it takes investments. And how do you know about something if you don't go see it first? And if you want to see it first, come to a great party and check it out first.
Well, it's really Waterfire's open house. You know, we have a new home. We're excited. You've supported us on the riverbanks and participated there, and we'd love you to come see our new home.
And we don't have to worry about the weather, if it's going to rain or not.
Good point. Yeah. That's a nice change, right?
Exactly. Peter, would you like to add anything about the building?
The highlight of my day is taking people to the building. I look forward to that, giving people tours of the building. The thing I'm looking forward to is seeing what Eugene and Barnaby do with that space, because it is an awesome space, and this party is going to be something you do not want to miss. I guarantee you, the space is going to rock, and the party's going to rock. And thank you, Brooke and Johnny, for leading the charge here. And we also have a board member, Ann Scott, who's on the committee, helping co-chair the committee. So I just want to thank all of you for all the hard work you've put into this.
Yeah, and so everybody, don't hesitate. Don't do that normal Rhode Island thing where you buy your tickets 2 days before the event, because you don't want to be sold out, and we want to make sure that, you know, you're at the best party in town. You can get tickets online. Go to waterfire.org/fireball. Again, all different levels, different ways to participate. But buy your tickets now. It's really not that far away, is it, ladies?
No, it's just a few weeks.
So we hope to see you this weekend down by the riverside. One other thing I need to mention, there's going to be an awesome cocktail called the Fireball happening at the Fireball, thanks to the E&O tap. And it's all about, you know, smelling and stuff like that, and, well, good drinks. So thank you for listening to our show today. Thank you for our guests. See you down by the riverside.
Want to be involved in Rhode Island's largest volunteer-supported arts organization? Waterfire Providence has rewarding volunteer opportunities at every Waterfire lighting and throughout the week, every week. Our incredible volunteers make it all happen in a variety of ways, from being on the river to greeting guests and everything in between. There's truly something for everyone. Individuals and groups can get involved today. Email us at volunteer@waterfire.org or call 401-273-9727.